have in the budget a number of measures to help: the extension of the VAT 9% rate until the end of February, and then crucially the temporary business energy support scheme, which we are now legislating for in the Houses at the moment, and that will refund about 40% of the increase in the cost of energy to businesses up to 10,000 a month. But there are constraints. We need to be honest with people about that. This is taxpayers' money. It's over $1 billion in ordinary taxpayers' money helping businesses with their energy bills, another $1 billion in loans being guaranteed by ordinary taxpayers to help businesses with their bills, and rightly so. Businesses are taxpayers too, and they employ people who are taxpayers, but it's still well over $2 billion in financial support being provided to businesses just between now and the end of February. It's not a small amount of money, and we need to be honest with people that we're not going to be able to fully cover the increase in their bills. And we are limited by EU state aid rules, which actually only allow us to refund 30% of the difference. We're pushing for 40, which is higher. It's not going to be possible to go beyond that, and we need to be honest about that. And anyone calling for it, for going beyond that, isn't making an honest call. And I do deal with businesses and engage with businesses all over the country all the time. Talk to individual people who are in business. They regularly give me copies of their electricity bills and gas bills now, as you can imagine, so I can see for myself what the increases are. And they are double and treble in most cases. And engage with the business groups headquartered here in Dublin, but also chambers of commerce around the country. And one thing I am struck by, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce in Dublin or the Chamber of Commerce in Dungarvan that I met last Friday, the biggest issue still coming up is the difficulty recruiting staff and retaining staff at all. It's as big an issue, if not a bigger issue, than energy costs.